Now Regan Hutchins talks to Skibbereen local historian Gerald O'Brien about a young royal visitor to the town in April 1858 who almost never left.
Like many young mothers today, in 1858, Queen Victoria, Empress of India, had to decide where her 17-year-old would spend his spring break. Young Prince Albert was packed off to Cork and Kerry, and his reported adventures on one small leg of the tour seem almost incredible.
There came a time when I wondered if it really did happen.
That's my friend Gerald O'Brien, a local historian in Skibbereen. Gerald has researched the visit by the future King Edward VII, who was prematurely unseated on one almost fateful day.
Wednesday, April 14th, 1858.
Bertie, as he was known, enjoyed great popularity.
He was certainly a celebrity of that age.
The visit, though informal, attracted large crowds.
He endured them, shall we say, those which he couldn't avoid, but otherwise he avoided them.
Travelling from Cork via Bandon, the prince arrived in Skibbereen and stopped off at the commercial hotel there to freshen up.
He ordered a drink, he ordered a Bass ale, and before he took it, he asked if they had any real poteen. No doubt it was on hand. So he turned the poteen into the Bass ale and down them both, ingested them both.
As for food to soak up the booze,
there is no record that he consumed any food in the commercial hotel. Drink only.
Ah, well, he was young and in good company because he had just befriended his tour guide, if that's what we'll call him.
It was a young boy about his own age driving what was then known as a jingle cart. At the time, of course, in the horse days, I don't think there was anybody watching for drink and drive, but they diverted to Loch Eyne.
Loch Eyne is a local beauty spot and a must-see for any visitor to Skibbereen. It's about 4 miles out of the town, and our spirited young traveller was craving entertainment.
The prince requested his newfound friend and driver, the jingle boy, to get sods of turf from the roadside so that he could have the joy of flinging them at everything he saw.
It might have been this exertion that caused Bertie to lose his balance as he passed a small, deep roadside lake on the way to Loch Eyne.
And legend has it that the prince fell from the jingle cart into the lake and was promptly pulled out by one of the party behind them.
As well as perhaps teaching him a lesson, Gerald O'Brien sees how the tumble into the lake might have had some medicinal benefits.
And I suppose in another way it could have helped to sober him up too.
Somebody has texted it to say that Bertie was some bio. He certainly was. Devoted to duty at all times. And you can see why he was such a headache for poor old Queen Vic. We'll be doing a special programme, by the way, next Sunday to mark the centenary of the Battle of Clontarf. But just to let you know, Dublin County Council will be staging full-scale battle reenactments at St Anne's Park in Raheny next weekend. And full details are on our website. After the break, the forgotten history of British and Irish white slaves in America.